Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back at Schicky's. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Schicky's and Pete's final day of decision week. Ike, how are you feeling?
Well, Brother Spike, it's great to be back in the Crab Shack. Is it Crab Shack or the Crab Fry Shack? Either one.
Whatever you want to call
either
it.
Either one. It's great to be back here.
I can smell Pete.
Our Fridays are back to normal. Jackie Baseball, we are another day closer to palm trees and drinks with umbrellas in them. Holla at your boy.
Dude, Sappy Spike is so close.
Four drinks. We got to get an Uber because I can't drive after that.
Man, we'll see if you make the flight the next day, pal.
I don't know. Maybe you got to get that hotel for an extra day or two. We are at Schicky's and Pete's in South Philly. It is Friday. Today, get $1 draft Miller Lights. Every Friday from 4 to 6 to Schicky's and Pete's. As I mentioned, it is the final day of decision week. Now, we have a big final day of decision week, as I've added some extra decisions I will make you guys choose from later on. We do have Elliott at 3. We will talk more about Nick Castellanos. We do have Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast. But we start with the final topic of decision week, and that is, should the Eagles draft a quarterback? This, I think, is the most obvious answer of any of the days that we've done for Decision Week. Obviously, the Eagles should draft a quarterback. The Eagles always draft quarterbacks. Absolutely no one knows. No one knows. Even the biggest Jalen Hurts fan in the world has no idea how Jalen Hurts is going to adjust to what the Eagles want to do on offense. They have no idea. We have no idea if Jalen Hurts is ever going to run again. We have no idea if he's going to become a better passer. And if the answers to those questions is no, I don't know, the Eagles need as many solutions as possible as they can have if their future is not Jalen Hurts. Could they eventually trade for a big-name quarterback? They could. Could they eventually sign a free agent quarterback? Of course they could. But another way to get a quarterback is to have one in your system that you liked at the draft and you developed. And they need as many of those avenues as possible. So going into the draft this year, I really don't think it's controversial at all to say the Eagles should be planning for their future and they should draft a quarterback in the first few rounds. I just think it's basic stuff here, Ike.
You got it all out?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. How many ways can I count the wrong in this idea of drafting a quarterback? How many ways can I count the wrongs in the idea of drafting a quarterback this year? First of all right, let's say they do draft a quarterback.
Yes.
Drafting a quarterback in a round higher than the fourth round is just a wasted draft pick. I would even say a fourth round pick with a quarterback is a wasted draft pick.
When you say higher, you mean lower, right? Like you mean fourth, fifth, sixth.
No, higher. When I say fourth, second round.
Oh, you mean really?
Yeah, they should not do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Didn't we just draft a quarterback, a young developing quarterback? What the hell happened to him?
Kyle McCord was on the practice squad.
He
was a sixth-round pick.
Yeah, can't play.
Okay.
Can't play. That's one reason why you shouldn't do it. We just wasted a pick on a quarterback. We didn't get anything out of him. No offense to all the McCord family that's in the area.
Right.
I know he went to St. Joe's Prep.
Right.
Thank you
right.
for clearing
yes.
up.
Yeah.
Out there. No offense to the family.
Might have a good career.
The kid just caught a stray.
Yes.
That's all. I'm cooking right now. Secondly, this is not a good year to be drafting quarterbacks. Just isn't. I mean, they got one quarterback in this draft, maybe two. The rest of these guys stink. I mean, the rest of these guys are destined to be backup quarterbacks. And when you're a career backup, it's a lot easier to recognize backups. That's why my eyes see a lot of career backup quarterbacks coming out in this year's draft. We don't need to be drafting backup caliber quarterbacks. It's not a good year for quarterbacks. Don't waste it. Thirdly, Now, this is the most obvious reason why you don't draft a quarterback, but I'm going to slow roll this one in here. Jalen Hurts is the damn quarterback. What is he, 26, 27 years old?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't need a quarterback. We don't need a quarterback. We don't need to create more of a uncertain atmosphere around the quarterback that's already here. Now, they were fortunate the last time they did something like this. I don't believe they drafted Jalen Hurts a year after they gave Carson Wentz the amount of money they gave him to replace Carson Wentz within a year. But you know what happened? They had to replace Carson Wentz within a year because, in part, you drafted someone that made him look over his shoulder. Eventually, his leadership at that position got questioned in the locker room throughout the city. He lost his hold on the team as being the face of the franchise and the starting quarterback. And from that point on, his career in Philadelphia pretty much was over. Now, you could say Jalen Hurts is more mentally tougher than Carson Wentz. I might even agree with that. Bottom line is every quarterback has an insecurity bone in their body. And when you start drafting guys that appear to be their replacement, you are asking for trouble. You are creating a atmosphere that says we're uncertain about this guy as the face of our franchise. And while you may be trying to motivate him to play better, in that sense, you're also creating doubt within the building, within the city, and now you're creating doubt in his mind as to how much committed you are to him as the quarterback moving forward, which is also part of the reason why I believe Wentz wanted out after that year. Let's not forget about that. I don't think it was the Eagles' choice to move on from Carson Wentz when they did. He sort of forced their hand because he wanted out, because he no longer wanted to be here. We don't need to do that with Jalen Hurts. He's a guy that's been healthy. With Wentz, I can understand where the questions come in at, health-wise, most importantly. We don't have that issue with Jalen Hurts. He pretty much plays 15 to 16 games a season. And here's the other thing. If you have some doubt about Jalen Hurts, which some people do, that would want to draft a quarterback, here's the final reason as to why I wouldn't draft a quarterback this year. I like Tanner McKee. Tanner McKee is in his fourth year. He's going to be a free agent after next year. If it's so important to have somebody in place if Jalen doesn't work out, I feel more comfortable with Tanner McKee as that potential guy than I would anybody you would draft this year. So it's a wasted draft pick. You can address other needs on the team. You have a quality backup quarterback in place that if Jalen doesn't work out the way you want him to, Tanner is there if you believe in him like we hear the organization believes in Tanner McKee. And it'll be a lot cheaper to re-sign him, give him a deal that is structured with incentives and everything else, so you would still have a lowered price at the quarterback position while having a guy here that's been in your building for 4 years and would have already had a leg up on a year of learning Sean Mannion's system. There are so many reasons not to draft a quarterback and continue to invest in Jalen Hurts and getting the best out of Jalen Hurts. That doesn't mean create issues by bringing someone in here that he has to look over his shoulders. Continue to develop Jalen Hurts. He has a new system to learn. Let's roll.
215-592-9494. Decision week, today's question, should the Eagles draft a quarterback? Before we get to the calls, I just want to address a couple of things that you said there.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
The first thing you said was you think that drafting a quarterback will create doubt around Jalen Hurts within the building, within the city, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts has created doubt. Like, if Jalen Hurts was playing better, was passing better, was improving as a passer, was running, all that doubt, there wouldn't be any doubt. We wouldn't even be thinking about this. And if we picked a quarterback, that quarterback wouldn't be threatened because that quarterback would know, well, actually, I'm really, really good.
Well, it depends on what you're picking.
Well,
you pick him in the second round. You're raising everyone's antennas.
I think the doubt has been created by Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
That is okay. My first thing.
That's fine.
And the second thing is, as far as liking Tanner McKee or thinking that Jalen's the guy, my point is, I don't want to put all my eggs in any of their baskets. I don't want to put all my eggs in Jalen's basket. I don't want to put all my eggs in Tanner McKee's basket. I don't want to put all my eggs in the basket of, okay, we could trade for Joe Burrow after this year. I want as
many.
Well, I don't know. I don't know which one of these things is going to work, so I want to have as many possibilities as they can. That's why I like that they draft Kyle McCord. Did it work? No. It doesn't look like it's going to work, but it's worth a try. All these things are worth a try because you never know who's going to pop. You never know when you're going to get a Brock Purdy. You never know when you're going to get even Jalen Hurts. You never know when you're going to get a quarterback.
Jalen Hurts came in the second round.
Okay, so take a quarterback in the second round.
He was a Heisman Trophy finalist.
So take a quarterback in the second round then.
No. No, I need a cornerback. I need a wide receiver in the second round. I don't need a quarterback to create issues here that automatically says we're preparing to fail. Is that what we're doing?
No.
We drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round, and we went 4-11-1.
You see it as preparing to fail. I see it as preparing to succeed. I can't know. Howie Roseman's job is to look at the next 3 to 5 years of
right.
Eagles football
right.
and say, how are we going to succeed? And you need as many, and that is the most important position, we've all agreed,
yep.
and you need to have as many possible opportunities to win at that position as you have, and drafting a quarterback is one of them.
They were fortunate that it worked out that Jalen Hurts is the quarterback that he's become. They were fortunate. They were fortunate. There's nothing that will ever convince me that they envisioned Jalen Hurts taking over for Wentz and leading them to a Super Bowl.
And if they hadn't taken that shot, it would have never happened.
But I think part of that was because Wentz got injured again. And so that was frustrating to a lot of people.
Sure.
And I get it.
Yeah.
I didn't like the pick, but I at least I can understand from their perspective of he's injury prone. We got to have somebody in place that if in a year or two they need to take over because he can't stay healthy, we've at least developed somebody. I'm saying Jalen wind up taking over sooner than they expected him to take over, and they wind up having to accelerate after 2021, which was a rebuilding year.
Yep.
We saw that was a developmental year. They said we got to upgrade the talent on the team. They did that in 2022, and it's been on and popping ever since then. We don't have that in position other than can a Tanner McKee turn into that guy? Because he's been here. Can he turn into that guy? And that's why I'm saying at least I have him on the roster already, and I like Tanner McKee. I don't like the quarterbacks coming out in this year's draft, so I'm not about to force a draft pick on a quarterback that I don't think has that type of a ceiling. If your ceiling is your backup, then I don't need to waste a pick on you. I can go get a backup. I have a great backup on my roster already. Unless I'm taking someone that I feel like can be the starter, if Jalen doesn't work out, it's a wasted pick. We got way too many other issues. Offensive line, wide receiver, cornerback, tight end if we don't bring Dallas Goedert back. Talk to me.
215-592-9494. The final day of decision week. Should the Eagles take a quarterback in this year's draft? I say yes. Ike, of course, says no. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the dumbest decision of the week. First of all, draft a quarterback. You said
yes.
Second, third round. Like who? I mean,
Don't do the who. None of us know who's going to be good and who's not going to be good.
Yeah. I can tell you. Because, look, I can tell you a lot of these dudes. Who? Sawyer Robinson? Come on. I'm out of Ty Simpson.
Hey, come on, Spike. Break down Sawyer Robinson for us.
Okay.
Great game.
Okay.
Let me
ask you this, Corey. Let's say there was a quarterback you liked in the second round. Would you take him?
No, because I don't like none of these guys. No,
wouldn't that
no,
see? But you're being coward about it. I'm asking you a question.
No,
if you
know,
did like one
watch,
of them,
listen, I watch college football, right?
If you liked one of them, would you take the quarterback?
In this draft, if I like one of them, probably not. No, because see, I got a quarterback that can win. Like, what I want to know is, what is a quarterback going to bring to us? More passing yards? The offense rank higher?
Yes.
All I know is we done had quarterbacks that can pass more arm talent than Hurts, and we went to two Super Bowls in 100 years. This guy come, and we've been to 2 Super Bowls in 4 years. Right? So I'm confused. Like, what is the goal here? The guy going to look pretty? The guy's going to look good passing the ball? You know, I don't know. And then what did that tell my team? Saquon Barkley, 28 years old. A.J. Brown, y'all, if we get a quarterback, y'all might as well bring him back. Like we see what happened up in Minnesota, right? They got rid of Sam Darnold because, oh, we drafted a guy. How'd that look for their team? How they teammates look? How they feel right now? No, I got a guy that I know that can win for me, and I'm going to roll with that guy. You know what I'm saying? Give me a guard if Landon Dickerson retired. Let me get a replacement for Lane. Draft that guy, a cornerback opposite
yes.
Q and
Coop. Yes.
I don't got time for a guy to hold a clipboard, get me purple, blue, Gatorade. I don't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not going to play. He's not. Unless Hurts
gets amazing.
Hurt.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You say to me, what do they want? Do they want more passing yards and score more points? Yes! That is the point offense. Score more points.
Who scored the most points this year? Who scored the most points?
The Rams.
And who won the Super Bowl?
The Seahawks. Who scored the second most points? This is a bad argument, Corey. The Seahawks scored the third most points.
Listen, because this is the argument. I don't want to score the most points. I want to win. And that's what
you do that by scoring points and not allowing points. I'm sorry.
Did the Rams and the Seahawks play?
Yes.
And the Rams scored the most points all season. And the Seahawks that had the more complete team won the game.
Yes, and they did it by scoring a ton of points. I'm not saying at expense of the defense.
Last year, when we needed to score the most points, we did. Now, we had one bad season. I get it. I'm not excusing 2025. That was terrible. We did not have a good season. Nobody's excusing that. Not me, not the next guy, nobody. But what I'm saying is I'm not going to overreact. And because Tanner McKee's still here, so we're going to draft a guy to be the third string?
Yes.
I'm not doing that. I'm not drafting a guy to sit on the bench and be the third string when I got other needs that can contribute to us winning this year. Rod Lakin, bitch, you should have came up with a better topic for day five.
Because the Jalen fans are scared. That's what it is.
No.
You guys are just scared.
Come out. You've been quiet the whole first segment.
Well, because I'm not allowed to talk in the first segment. And I wouldn't draft the quarterback. I wouldn't draft the quarterback.
You're not allowed to talk.
I'm just kidding. I think it's a funny development on the show. I wouldn't draft the quarterback. I would wait to go get a guy, a real guy in the first round, because that matters more in the NFL now.
Okay, there you go.
215.
That's what I'm saying. But like, what I'm saying is, give Hurts this year the new system. If he looks bad next year, it's a way deeper draft. Then you make your decision. Because the Brock Purdy's, the Tom Brady's, that's rare. Like, that ain't happening. Like, that's rare. You know what I'm saying? Like, the most of the time you're going to hit your guys is going to be in the first 10 to 15 picks. So if you really want a guy, next year you like, go get him. I don't want no scraps.
You know what, Corey?
Great point.
Thank you for the call. I can't believe after that year we just had, we are saying to ourselves, people like Corey, what do we want to do? Score more points? Well, I just like, what are you talking about?
That's not where I would have started.
Yes, I want more yards in the air. I want a higher ranked offense. And if we had a higher ranked offense this year with whatever the defense was, ended up as like top five, would we have won more
Probably.
Games? Yes. Yep. Would we have beaten San Francisco? Probably. Yes. Yep. That's why I want to draft a quarterback.
You're only going to win this. Like, people say, I want to win. Which is, we all understand that. But I just feel like this type of offense has an expiration date.
What type of offense? We just got a new offense.
Trying to win this way.
Well, listen, we're not doing that anymore.
We'll see.
The great Sean Mannion is here.
Elliot told me that Sean Mannion is here to merge Sirianni's offense with his plan.
Well, I'm sure that would frustrate a lot of people.
Now, the merging?
Yes.
Well, but as we talked about yesterday, that might be less about Nick and more about the
Jaylen.
Quarterback. Yeah. I understand and anyone can have any reason they want to not take a QB this year. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that. Mm-hmm. But if your response is, be prepared to answer this question. This is the only thing. If your response is, I don't want a quarterback this year because the quarterbacks aren't good, I'm going to ask you, if the quarterbacks were good, Would you take one? I just want you to be prepared to answer that.
I'll be the first one. No.
And you would say
I
no.
I still wouldn't
and
take
yes,
one.
And you gave your reason.
Well, I wouldn't
absolutely.
Take one early. If you want to take one in the fifth or sixth round,
sure.
Go
yes.
right ahead.
What's the point?
Day one or day two? Day one. What do we got? The 24th pick?
Day three.
Day one.
The 23rd pick.
23rd pick? Day one. 215-592-9494. It is the final day of decision week. Should the Eagles take a quarterback in the draft this year? Coming up next, I've added some extra decisions for decision week for Ike and Jack. And if you would like, you can ask as well.
Boy, swole, lady.
So he is.
That was Dana White.
Oh, my God. That guy's enormous. In any case, we'll have the other decisions coming up next as well.
We are
at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Nothing goes better with watching our home teams than crab fries. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's a big month for appliances, Spike.
Oh, come on, man. It's February. Did you know that more appliances get sold in February than any other month?
I did know that, Spike.
Yep.
And thankfully, National Appliance Warehouse has you covered for all of your appliance needs because the President's Day mega sale underway right now.
Holy cow, President's Day is Monday.
I know.
Yes.
I know. So you got to get down there this weekend. It's a long weekend for everyone. What are you waiting for? You've heard us talk about the President's Day mega sale. It's the best sale savings event of the year. So get down there this weekend and get the right appliance for you. Again, over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, all at great prices. Thanks to Price Assure as well. Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store.
It's pretty neat.
At lower price elsewhere. I saw it from my own eyes when I was there over the winter break.
You know you're going to get the best price because of Price Assure. And it's just like you're guaranteed to get the best price.
And they're saying we can go lower.
Lower.
Lower with the President's Day mega sale. On top of all this, you're getting an industry-leading service team there to take care of you. They abide by the what-if policy. What if this is my mom? What if this is my dad? What if this is my friend? They treat you the same way that they would treat family members. So get down to National Appliance Warehouse today. Take advantage of the President's Day mega sale. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com. And again, their showrooms are in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. And as always, Don Fritz sent you.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's your 2:30 Tupac. Everyone's excited for 3:30 Country and 4:30 90s as well.
No, I got Tupac.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Of course, it is Friday, and today you get $1 draft Miller Lights every Friday from 4 to 6 at Chickies and Pete's. It's decision week. Today's decision, should the Eagles draft a QB? Here is the Twitter question, Ike. Should the Eagles draft a QB in one of the first three rounds of the upcoming draft, yes or no? You say no. I say yes. What do you think the poll is at?
I'll go. It seems like it should be a strong no. I'll go 64% no.
Even stronger. 71%, 70.5% no.
Okay.
That means 30% yes. And the yes people, I'm talking to you.
215.
You're right. 215-592-9494. Also, I have a different decision for you guys to make coming up after we talk to, Kristen in Philly. You're on WIP. Hey,
been
Kristen.
Been a while.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I was busy.
Days.
I had to do an audit this time for the audit for Magellan for all our practices and stuff. Magellan and PBH. So I agree with Ike.
Of course. Yeah.
Wholeheartedly.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
and I wanted to know, did you get my email?
No.
Right.
I did not.
Check your email.
Well, I checked my email. Did you send it to Odyssey or Gmail?
Gmail.
Huh.
How'd you get that?
It's on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll look. Well, let me ask you this,
yeah,
Kristen.
It's my credentials.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Definitely,
well,
sir.
Yeah, we will investigate that further. But let me ask you this, Kristen.
Since you wanted my credentials, yeah. I emailed them.
Well, look. All right, so Kristen, let me ask you this. You don't want to draft a quarterback. If they hadn't drafted Jalen when they had Carson Wentz, would we have a Super Bowl right now?
We might have, but see, I agree.
No, the answer is no. Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
You don't know. Because let me tell you why. I felt like it was like a slap in his face, me and Carson Wentz. And he spiraled down.
I think I hear what you're saying. It seems to me like he was already spiraling, and maybe it was the final push. You know, the spiraling started, of course, when Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. I mean, that's for sure.
That's the beginning.
And then the spiraling.
But he had a great 2019 season.
You did.
Some say better than 2017.
And then the spiraling again when they pulled him with the back injury, and then they went to the playoffs again. And I and he's responsible for some of that spiraling too. I mean, him in the building, there was a lot going on. So I agree that the Jalen Hurts thing helped it along. But I do think if everything had been solid, it would have been a different situation than it was. Everything wasn't solid.
Yeah. I can see that. But I feel like mentally, it took a toll on him mentally. Him getting hurt, going to the Super Bowl, like for the Super Bowl run that we had in 2017, 2018. And then they said we made it back to the playoffs. He literally got hurt in that playoff as well.
Yeah, a cheap shot.
And when
Jalen
Hurricane, after giving him $100 million, it's like a slap in the face. It's like, you shouldn't have gave me nothing. You should have just traded me before you even did the draft. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a slap in the face.
Yeah. Well, Chris, go ahead. Like,
I know what they drafted. They draft a quarterback early. His agency won't be happy.
Who, Jalen's agent?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Will not be. Will not be. Yeah, will not be. Well, Kristen, do me a favor. I just looked at my Gmail, and I don't see it. So it is spike.eskin@gmail.com. So send along. I would like to look at it. Okay. Thank you for the call, Chris.
He's serious, too.
No. Well,
I know it. Yeah.
Look. Yeah, I don't care.
You're asking for those credentials.
Yes, I am.
We need it. Everyone needs it, frankly.
Everyone needs it.
We're not the only ones asking questions.
No, come on. So, all right. So every hour I'm going to give you guys a different decision you have to make. On the final day of decision week. Now, these are not sports related, and they're all very difficult.
Even better.
Yeah. Now, I do have some history with this. I've done this on the podcast for a long time. So here is the decision. Ike, you first.
All right.
Let's say this is for 5 years. You have to make your choice. All right. Choice number one. Every song you hear for those 5 years sounds like John Johnson is singing it. Everyone else hears the normal music, but you hear the music as if it was sung by John Johnson.
Ooh.
Every song. So every Tupac song you hear is John Johnson rapping it.
Yeah.
Every, you know, Travis Tritt song you hear, Jack, is John Johnson.
I need my other choice.
Okay. So for the next 5 years, this is the other choice. Now, this doesn't count for on air, but it's every other time. In every conversation you have with anyone, you have to work in the phrase, "I'm just a tiny little baby."
I'm just a tiny little baby.
So your choices are, for 5 years, every song you hear sounds like it's being sung by John Johnson, or every conversation you have with anyone, not on the air, you have to work in the phrase, "I'm just a tiny little baby."
For 5 years?
For 5 years.
I think I might have to go with the "I'm just a tiny little baby."
Yeah, I think so too.
I think I have to. I mean, music is supposed to be a source of enjoyment.
Yes.
There's no way I'm listening to John Johnson's voice.
But I just throw this out to you. You go to dinner, the waiter comes over.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to work in.
No, it's hard. I'm. You know what it means. I won't be talking often. Yes.
I'm just not gonna say.
Yeah, I won't say much for 5 years.
Tough to host a radio show that way.
No, I said on air doesn't count.
Right, so he gave me the out with that one.
On air, so that's 4 hours a day where you can get to have your normalcy back a little
bit. But then as soon as it's over, you know.
I'm a tiny little baby. And all your speaking engagements, Ike.
Yeah.
Be tough.
I'm just a tiny little baby.
Yeah, it would be tough. And believe me, I don't want to do it. But the idea of every song
big sound.
Sound like, yeah, sounding like John Johnson. No, I'm out.
Okay.
Actually, can you put in one of your little AI things? John Johnson doing a Tupac song?
Like, and I like
I could do that.
And I like music, yeah. So I listen a lot to a lot of music, so
yes.
You know, maybe
it's crushing.
Yeah.
It's crushing.
I don't want to have that.
Yeah, especially if he starts doing a Snack in the Night sounds.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I would do the Tiny Little Baby thing, but also that is really tough. You know, somebody comes to your house to fix something. Oh, by the way, I'm just a tiny little baby. You know, you just talking to your wife tonight. Now she would get used to it. Oh, hi, Renee. I'm just a little tiny little baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be kind of like married to the Tourette's girl.
Yes, except that you only have one thing that you say.
Right. Yes.
Right. That has to be worked into every sentence?
Every conversation. Yes.
You don't have to lead it off every time.
Sorry. I just got to work it in there somehow.
You go to National Pines Warehouse, you need an oven. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm just a tiny little baby.
Yeah.
So here, back to the oven.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles draft a QB in this year's draft? Liam in Ridley, you're on WIP. What's up, Liam?
Guys, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Hey, Liam.
What's up, Liam?
How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're doing great, Liam.
Man.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that. Listen, I got a question for you guys. Would you rather willingly walk back into quarterback purgatory than rock with Jalen for the next couple years?
What if we're heading towards quarterback purgatory with Jalen?
Do you really think that that's where we're headed? Because
yes.
You could draft a guy like Will Levis, and now you wasted a draft pick on somebody who could have actually helped the team during this Super Bowl window.
Or you could draft a guy that does work out. You know, there are quarterbacks that don't work. There are also quarterbacks that do work. So the fact that the quarterback might not be good, that's the draft. You could also, you know, with the draft pick at a different position, draft a player that also isn't successful. You know,
I know, but that's why I'm not telling us that we need to go draft another, another position that we already have a guy in. Are you going to draft?
No. I think you're misunderstanding me. You could draft a cornerback and it doesn't work out. You could draft an offensive lineman and it doesn't work out. You could draft a defensive. You could draft an edge and it doesn't work out. Like the whole thing that you are saying that the quarterback might not be good. Well, every position you draft might not be good. So if you draft a position of need and they're not good, you're just – we all agree that quarterback is the most important position, right?
Right.
So I think fundamentally, just because a pick doesn't work out, I don't think it's a wasted pick. I think the truth is
– Let me rephrase then.
Okay.
We have a pretty good running back, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Do you think we should draft a running back in the first three rounds next year?
If there's one there, sure. Our running back's 28 years old. Yes, of course. If there's one there that you think is a game changer, absolutely. Dude, Saquon is 28. Has had a ton of injuries. You know, had a down year, and you're going to need somebody in the future. Absolutely.
Do you
want to be caught where the Chiefs are? Do you want to be caught where the Chiefs are?
No, dude, I get it. I understand where you're coming from. I just think that there's positions of need that we should be spending our draft capital on. And I don't think I want to invest in the quarterback position in the draft where there's, in my opinion, a very slim chance that you're getting a guy better than Jalen in the short term than just letting Jalen continue to be the quarterback. I think that's really where we disagree, is where we feel Jalen's at right now.
Yeah, okay, well, then that's fair. But let me ask you this. Are you confident of either of these two things? Either one, Jalen's going to start running a lot again, or two, Jalen can become a substantially better passer. Like, are you confident in either of those things?
I do think that what makes Jalen a good quarterback is his mobile ability, and I was frustrated at the lack of it this year. I don't know what the decision-making process went into that. If they're going to go into every regular season like, hey, we're going to keep Jalen healthy, we're not going to run him as much, and then in the playoffs we'll let him rip, great. But they didn't do that. So I don't understand why he's not running. Do I think if he runs more, he becomes an exceptional quarterback just by using that and defenses having to respect it? Yes. So if he's going to do it, yes.
Yeah, I guess.
I just don't know if he's going to.
Well, right. And so you're not confident in that one. Are you confident he's going to become a substantially better passer?
Like a Peyton Manning guy?
No, I just said substantially better. I mean, so better where our we're not all looking at each other wondering what's wrong with the passing game every year.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that it's a holistic issue with the passing game. I don't think that even A.J. Brown would agree that Jalen was the problem with the passing game.
Okay, so what has been the – has the passing game been good the last, like, 3 years?
24, I think the passing game was pretty good. We got off to a slow start, but when Saquon started going off and they stacked, you know, they were stacking boxes, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it wasn't, though. Thank you for the call, Leo.
It's
29. I mean, we barely passed at all. I get the whole – it really just comes down to
– I think he's going to be better this year.
You do?
I do.
What do you think? We're all guessing, obviously. Yeah. What brings you there?
So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking fresh new ideas. Hopefully, there are ways to get easy throws, be creative with the offense, not lose your identity as a running football team, but you complement the offensive scheme with the run and the pass. I think that allows Jalen to be much more effective. And if you got realistic expectations, I don't think it's that high of a bar to reach. So let me just say this. If I were to say, well, he could play like Jordan Love in this offense, how would you feel?
Good.
Fritz?
Good.
Not great.
Well, come on. If he went from his level of passer to where Jordan Love was, I think, Liz, in 1 year, I think you would have to feel good about that.
Yeah, I don't think he can.
Well, but that's not the question.
No, what's the bar with Jordan Love? What, Jordan Love has some sort of high bar?
Yeah, I think
that
so.
That Jalen can't reach?
No, I don't think so.
I don't even know if Jordan Love's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I just think they're different. I think he's a better passer with a stronger arm. And
he may have a stronger arm, but
Jalen theoretically uses his legs.
You know, that's fine, and I can go with that. But Jordan Love doesn't have the je ne sais quoi, the pizzazz.
He doesn't wear sunglasses at dinner.
And damn right he doesn't.
Yes.
And there's a reason why he doesn't.
Well, I think
he doesn't have the je ne sais quoi that Jalen has.
Well, sure.
Hold on. Let me get back to this.
Okay.
Because Sean Mannion is in this offense, right?
Yep.
So now I'm imagining Jalen in this offense. And I'm not seeing anything that Jordan Love has done in this offense that looks like it's so difficult that Jalen can't do. Now, I'm not asking Jalen to be Matthew Stafford and make no-look passes.
Right.
I'm not asking him to do that. But you're telling me there's things that Jalen can't do in this offense that these other guys physically do?
So I think it really comes down to
Brock Purdy, Kirk Cousins, all these guys that run this offense, you're telling me Jalen can't do the things they do physically in this offense? I'm not buying that. He can't.
I think what it comes down to is, does he have the physical ability to do it? I would say yes.
Yeah.
What it comes down to is he willing to look bad for a while to look good? Is he willing to open up his mind and say, I know it's worked well in the past, but it's not going to work well in the future? Is the pressure he feels, would Jalen rather, because I would love to put him on a lie detector test and say, would you rather try to evolve this way, or would you rather do the things that you've always done somewhere else? And I wonder if he would choose the latter, because I think that's the biggest question.
No.
Is would you rather evolve and try things that you haven't been good at before and work on them, or is what we've done before, is that good enough? We've won football games. You can go do it. Continue to do it. And I don't know what the answer is, because I think what his answer would be, because I generally agree with you. I don't think he needs to go from being the being a below-average passer to an elite passer.
Yeah, he's not going to be Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford. He's just not going to be that throwing the football.
No, but I think he needs to get get substantially better.
No, I agree. I agree. And I think there are some things that the offense can help him with. It's a matter of what you're putting in, how you're teaching it. And to your question of what he would rather do, I think he would rather evolve as a quarterback. I think he knows he needs to get better in these areas as a quarterback. Now, maybe he didn't trust Kevin Petullo as much. I don't know. You know, this relationship with Sean Mannion and Grizzard. Yeah, the Glizzy man.
Yeah.
That relationship with those three, right, is going to be very important.
Yes.
In breaking down those barriers with Jalen to get him to trust the offense and where to go with the football. But at the same time, as play designers, you got to put in easy throws, things he's comfortable with, some things he's uncomfortable with, but get him comfortable with those things. I look at some of these guys' numbers, and I say these are numbers that Jalen can produce in the offense. He can produce these numbers in the offense. I mean, the Jordan Love,
yes,
guys like that. I think he can produce those numbers with no problem.
I think for him, it's about trusting. I've talked before about, mm-hmm, there's this floor with Kyle Shanahan quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. If they just listen to him,
yeah,
if they just do what I say, and this will work, I promise you.
Right.
The guy's not there.
I agree with that.
You got to trust he's going to be there. He's not there
just
now.
Just throw it where it's supposed to go.
Throw it where it's supposed to go, and we'll know if it doesn't.
Yeah.
If he's not where he's supposed to be, that's on him. It's not on you. I get it. But, like, will he give? Because it does go back to the thing where Elliott's like, well, why should he listen to them? And I don't think he can go into it.
Right. I'm not.
I don't think he can go into that conversation that way.
I totally agree. Because, brother, your career is hanging in the balance potentially here.
Yes.
And so it behooves him to be open to these things and be a willing learner. And here's why the Eagles got to be very, very mindful of moving forward of what their plan is here. Are you trying to develop Jalen Hurts in this offense because you believe in him moving forward, or are you trying to figure out, is he your quarterback?
Right.
There's
a
difference there.
Yes, I agree.
There's a difference there. And so this decision with AJ moving forward is huge, and AJ's mindset, if he's going to be here, is huge. Again, these offenses often are designed for the ball to go where it's supposed to go. I think Jalen played pretty good this year when he just played, when he's not trying to force the ball somewhere. That messes with a quarterback's mind. And that's where the Eagles have to be mindful of this, that when teaching this offense and having Jalen develop in this offense, it can't be about he has to get the ball 14 targets a game.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Right? You can't do that to him.
Yeah.
Right? So
yes,
if you just let him grow in the offense and you coach him in the offense without the pressure of having to get the ball somewhere other than where it's supposed to go, I think he'll have the ability to flourish that way. He doesn't feel that extra pressure on him.
215-592-9494. Sam and King of Prussia, you're on WIP. What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Sam.
What up, Sam?
What's up, Ike? Hey, Jack. Hey, Spike.
There we go.
There it is.
You guys can hear me okay?
Yes.
Why is everyone asking?
I know.
Can you?
It makes me worried about the connection.
Delay. You know what, Sam? I love the delay. Yeah. I love it so much. Yeah. All right, Sam, go ahead.
The beeping and the delays. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't draft the quarterback unless you're looking to replace Tanner McKee because, again, for all the reasons that we – you know, we could use a tight end. We could use, you know, more line help on both sides. You know, we could always use probably another cornerback. I don't think everything is set in stone there. Just basically, like, also this class, other than obviously Mendoza, like, I don't really see another quarterback that really interests me enough to take over, like, a position of need. Now, next year is completely different.
I got news. I'm not even interested in Mendoza.
Yeah, you praise Kirk Cousins.
He didn't even do anything for me.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, there's just not anything that makes me sit there and be like, oh, yeah, I think we can do better than Jalen. Now, Jalen obviously has his deficiencies. I'm not saying, like, you know, he's amazing. I'm just saying he's better than Justin Herbert, Jack. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he's not. He's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he is. We could go back and forth
at nothing he's better than Justin Herbert at. The Eagles would never lose a game if Justin Herbert was their quarterback.
Yeah, okay, yeah. How many interceptions has he had in the playoffs the last 2 years?
I
don't want to get into a tangent, but let's just go there.
Anyway,
there's just not a position of need for a quarterback at this point. Now, if he fails in this offense, like I 100% agree, you have to really look at it. Because you can't waste another coordinator, you can't waste another year. Not that it's a waste, but you basically plateaued at that point is my thought on it.
I guess my thing is, I hear you. I don't want to be stuck when that happens, saying to myself, man, I had a shot to add another chance I could have had, another lottery ticket. You know, everyone says it's not a good quarterback draft. I guess that's probably true. But also, there's a lot of quarterbacks that come out in the draft that end up, not tons, but end up being good that people don't think are going to be good. And there's a lot of quarterbacks that people think are going to be good and aren't good. Yeah. So for me, it's more of a philosophy about taking a chance as opposed to whether I know a quarterback is good or not. Go ahead.
Do you feel the same way if like Landon or the offensive line, like we're down two spots, basically.
Yes.
Like, do you feel the same way about that? Okay.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Would you if the offensive line gets seriously weak, would you do a pick earlier than the third round? Because I'm thinking fourth or fifth if I'm going to do anything.
You mean for a quarterback? If they this is what I'd say, Sam. If there is a quarterback that they like at a position that they are picking, they should pick the quarterback. Whether it is the 24th pick in the draft or one of their second round picks or one of their third round picks, they should pick one. That's it. Now, if there's nobody they like, then don't take one. I'm not saying waste it just to waste it. But if where they're picking, there is a quarterback they like, then they should draft that. And the worst thing that happens. Here's the worst thing that happens. There's only two bad outcomes to me. Outcome one, the guy's not good. Okay. Outcome two, the guy's good. Jalen's still good. And you end up being able to trade that quarterback in the future for a pick or something like that.
They've done that before.
Yeah. Like, we might be there with Tanner McKee. Yep. You know, they clearly like him. Mm-hmm. And he may never get a chance to be a starter here. And they've developed him and all those things, and maybe they get a second or third round pick for him or some point. So I don't think there's a lot of to me the only bad outcome is if, and we'll never know, is if Jalen Hurts was going to be good at this change and then is not good because of picking a quarterback,
right,
which I acknowledge is possible, but I don't know that is likely. All right. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles take a quarterback in this year's draft on decision day? We will get Elliot's thoughts next. I will also give him the decision I gave Ike and Jack earlier about
I don't think
anybody wants that.
Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their necks and keep their hoes in check.
Imagine John Johnson.
They sweat a brother majorly.
John Johnson didn't hit him up.
Yeah.
Or how do you want it?
Yes. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, when it comes to your home, craftsmanship matters. And that's why I trust my guys at Emmons. From roofing and siding to windows and doors, Emmons uses American-made products and delivers expert craftsmanship that you can see and trust. They show up, do the job right, and stand behind their work from Philly to the shore. And now upgrading your home is easier than ever with flexible financing options. Quality work, trusted craftsmanship, smart financing. Visit Emmons.com today. That's Emmons.com, and tell them Ike sent you.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.